strap.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Good work, Jay.
Go tight end!
JPP.
And we welcome you to Giant Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Bob Papa. For the next 30 minutes, we'll recap the day's news from the New York Football Giants. Plus, earlier in the day, I had a chance to sit down and talk with wide receiver Victor Cruz. We'll hear from Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, as well as Akiem Nicks, who returned to practice. Now, tonight, Tuesday night and Wednesday night, 7:30, right here on MSG, we'll bring you editions of the Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Get you up to speed as the Giants get ready for this season. And joining me for this next half hour, two-time Super Bowl champion with the New York Giants, Carl Banks. Carl, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Bob.
Well, we're going to get an opportunity to take your phone calls a little bit later on as well. 201-939-4513. We'll hit the Giants message boards as well as take some questions via Twitter. And, Carl, the big news from the Giants today is the fact that Akiem Nicks returned to practice after suffering that foot injury in the offseason. Got about 50% of the reps during practice, and that is such great news for the Giants because he is their most complete wide receiver.
Well, he's their most complete wide receiver, but to get him valuable practice time after an injury leading into opening day, the worst thing that could happen is a guy coming off injury and he's not ready until the week of the game, and then the timing is off. So this allows the offense to establish the timing with the guys that are going to be playing.
Well, Akiem Nicks has worked very hard to return from this injury, and earlier in the day he said he was raring to go.
You know, we think, they'll see how it goes this week in practice, and then, you know, let me go out there, you know, this Friday and see. But I think it's going to be based on team doctors and coaches' decisions. You know, I'm all for whatever they decide. I know they'll decide whatever is best for me.
Aside from the medical issue, how important do you think it is to get some preseason snaps?
It's important, you know, always to get your feet wet before you want to go out there and, you know, play a whole game on it. But, you know, at the same time, you understand where they're coming from, so whatever they decide, you know, I think, you know, it wouldn't hurt nothing, you know, going out there getting a few reps, a couple series in. But, you know, like I said, that's on our team doctors and trainers and Coach Coughlin and the center.
So you're just going to take it easy at practice or do you full go?
No, about 50%. You know, take a couple snaps, you know, each period.
Well, Carl, just watching Akiem Nicks out of practice today, he looked very comfortable. He looked very fluid in running his routes and really didn't look like he missed a beat. And, you know, when you think about the big year that Victor Cruz had last year, and in the postseason, Atlanta started rolling some coverage over to Victor Cruz, and Akiem Nicks was dominant in the postseason for the Giants.
Well, and that's what the beauty of this offense is about, because it doesn't discriminate or favor one particular wide receiver. It's the guy that's opening. You've got a good decision maker with the football in Eli Manning.
Yeah, and when you take a look at the big playability that Akiem Nicks brings, the precise route running, and then the fact that the guy can just go up and get the football, the quarterback doesn't always have to be perfect.
He doesn't have to be perfect, and it just the different assets of each wide receiver, but what Akiem Nicks brings is a physicality to that position along with the wide receiver skills.
And he's very sturdy with the football when he gets it in his hands. Now, shifting gears from the offensive side to the defensive side, during practice on Monday, Jaquan Williams returned to work, and Carl, he looked good running around out there. In fact, he had an interception on the sideline, but it's really good to see Jaquan Williams back in there and working and getting ready for a second season in the NFL.
Well, again, this is kind of the natural progression. A lot of young guys played last year, and to get them out there, get them game ready, which means the injuries are healing in time to get your timing and the coaches can see exactly what you can do. There's a lot of depth at linebacker, a lot of athleticism at linebacker. So now the coaches can see, okay, I have this package, I have that package, I can play this combination of players. So it's always good to have those guys back on the field.
Yeah, and you saw some of the action of Jaquan Williams during practice today. Meanwhile, Ahmad Bradshaw was limited. He had his hand wrapped, but good news for the Giants and the fact that no serious damage to Bradshaw when he left the game on Saturday night against the Jets, because for the Giants, Ahmad Bradshaw is just one of those guys that energizes the entire offense.
Well, he's the bell cow. He is the personality. He is the tone setter for the offense. And so having him healthy is definitely a plus going into week one.
All right, Bradshaw was limited during his practice on Monday. You know, the Giant running game, obviously last year the numbers are what they are. Mm-hmm. We all know what they were in the regular season. And part of the reason why they were successful down the stretch and then through the postseason was they ran the football better. What are some of the things that you'll be looking for from the Giants in preseason game number three as far as this running game is concerned?
Well, again, now there are a lot of factors that come into play. Last year they didn't have their complete offensive line together until I think week 10, and then it only stayed together for like 2 weeks. So I think consistency and cohesion up front certainly helps, but also the commitment to the running game. So when you look at how this team ran the ball last year, the volume of runs was about 40% of the offense, which you want that. You're not going to be 50-50 when you have a quarterback like Eli Manning. So it's a matter of committing and executing the runs, and they've got a lot of speed back there right now.
Well, you know, speaking of that, David Wilson, the Giants' first-round draft pick, because Bradshaw was limited in practice, he got some reps on Monday with the first team. Now, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin said that was already planned. It had nothing to do with how DJ Ware performed in the game on Saturday night against the Jets, but Wilson looked outstanding on the practice field. Do you see him having a big impact on the Giant running game?
I think gradually, but I think his impact immediately will be in executing some of the packages they put him in. He's going to be a specialty player for a while, but I think with his acceleration, boy, he could change the field of play in a hurry.
With a guy like Wilson, because he's so explosive and he has such big play capability, is it really once they're comfortable with him in pass protection that he's going to get an opportunity to get more touches?
Well, he'll get an opportunity to get more touches, Bob, but it's not necessarily the pass protection, but David Wilson being comfortable in his skin during the course of an NFL game. He may go through all of his assignments, know every one of them, but your mind races when it's new. So this is like, you know, he's only had about 20 plays of professional football so far.
All right, we're going to go to the Giants secondary, and one of the guys who had a good practice on Monday was Prince Amukamara, the Giants second year player out of Nebraska. Now, obviously, there was the story concerning what happened with Prince Amukamara and the situation with Jason Pierre-Paul. After practice today, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the issue.
Anytime you have a player that could be injured, that's not a good move, okay? And I would be concerned about that as well. We do know, for example, that we have to be a good example for the young people, and that's a very important part of this. As a matter of fact, the Giants are very much involved in that type of thing. So I think when it affects other people in a negative or adverse way, then it's an issue, and then it has to be dealt with.
And Carl, typical Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, just sort of handling things head on and just kind of being direct with things.
Well, you have to. And at the end of the day, he'll make it clear what's acceptable and what's not. And if this is the worst that comes out of the locker room this season, I think they're in pretty good shape.
All right, later on in the show, we're going to take your phone calls at 201-939-4513. But when we come back, I sit down and talk with Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz after this timeout on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.
Jump ball deflected and caught off the deflection. Running down the right sideline for a touchdown is Victor Cruz. Throws one to the right, completes it to the right for a first down, and running out of a tackle down the right sideline is Victor Cruz. And he spins off and into the end zone for a touchdown. And he does the samba in the end zone.
And we're back here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, and we're joined by Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. And Victor, obviously last year was a sensational season for you. How are you trying to get better in 2012?
I'm just trying to stay consistent. I'm trying to, you know, still, you know, learning this offense, still trying to get the nicks and knacks of it, and just trying to perfect those little things. So I think just trying to get better at those plays that I wasn't so well at last year and certain plays that I kind of left out on the field, and I just want to correct those mistakes and be able to capitalize on those this year.
You had a lot of opportunities in the offseason. Some you took advantage of. Others you kind of turned aside. Mm-hmm. Talk about what your thinking was, how you were going to attack what was going to be a busy offseason.
I just wanted to do things that made sense. I wanted to do things that were fun for me, that were fun for the brand that I'm kind of setting for myself. And I felt like everything I did was, it was all good stuff. And it was stuff that I wanted to do. It wasn't anything that was forced or anything that was pushed on me. It was stuff that I wanted to do and had a lot of fun.
Last year, obviously, with Akiem Nicks and Mario Manningham, as the one and the two to start the season, you were looked upon to be sort of a slot guy, find your way. This year, a whole different mindset. Everybody's gunning for Victor Cruz. Do you feel added pressure this year?
Naturally, yeah. I mean, there's obviously some pressure there, but, you know, it's something that I knew that was going to come with the territory this year, and I'm ready for it. I'm prepared. I'm working extra hard. I understand that teams are going to be probably keying in on me a little bit more than they did last year, so I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm ready to go out there and play.
And you saw that in the first playoff game. Mm-hmm. Atlanta looked like they had eight guys following you all over the field, and then that opened things up for Akiem, and that's where you guys work together.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, anytime you put any added pressure, any added attention to one player, any other player on this team is talented enough to go out there and make plays, especially a guy like Akiem Nicks. He definitely had a stellar postseason and really did well.
How much has Eli Manning helped in your growth?
He's helped a ton. You know, he's always in my ear. He's always talking to me, what he sees out there on the field. You know, his work ethic is the tops in the league, and he's turned me into a film room rat. So that's definitely rubbed off on me, and it's just his work ethic, man. It's instilled in everyone, and he's a class act.
You like what you see out of rookie Reuben Randle so far?
I do. He made a big play, 2 days ago in the preseason game, and he's making some big plays for us all through practice, and he's gotten the playbook rather quickly, and he's really acclimated to it. So I'm excited for him. We'll see how he responds into the regular season.
All right, finally, quickly, first play against the Jets, little stop and go on Revis. You had him beat. What were you thinking when you heard that play call?
I was excited. You know, I knew we were going into the game wanting to be aggressive, wanting to, really come after them a little bit. And first play call, I was excited. I tried to keep my composure, though, walking out onto the line. And then, you know, I had a step on him, but I just, you know, I kind of bowled out a little bit, didn't leave Eli enough room to throw me ahead. But maybe next time we call that play, we can keep it in bounds.
All right. Well, Victor, good luck in 2012.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here in Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess, we'll take your phone calls at 201-939-4513 after this. We welcome you back to Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess. Bob Popple along with Carl Banks tonight. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we'll bring you fresh editions of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Here's the phone number, 201-939-4513. We'd love to take your phone calls. And the first caller that we have joining us on the guest line is Ricky in New Jersey. Ricky, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Do we have Ricky?
Hello.
Hi, Ricky.
Hello.
You there? Go ahead, Ricky. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you? Hi, Carl.
Great.
Hey, question. With the Giants secondary, with Terrell Thomas going down, and I was thinking maybe they were going to bring Deion Grant back. Are the younger kids stepping up, and particularly Will Hill filling in the decent role? And maybe what is the chance on bringing Deion Grant back?
All right, so Carl, you could not hear that, but he was asking about what are the odds of Deion Grant potentially coming back, and what do you think of the play so far of Will Hill or some of the other young guys in the secondary?
Well, in order for Deion Grant to come back, there will probably at this point have to be a colossal, and I'm not saying it in a bad way for Deion Grant, but you have a lot of young players here. They tried to get younger and more athletic. So that means you would have to have a rash of injuries at the safety position, and the young players would not be on target for progression. Right now, it looks like the young players are progressing. And Will Hill, he has it's a steep battle. You know, he was out of football, but he's making his way. He's long, he's rangy. He has to get acclimated to the game a little more, but he's showing progress. And if he makes this roster, it's probably going to be this year as a special teams player as he continues to re-acclimate himself with the game.
All right, so that leads us to one of the message board questions that we got on Giants.com, and it comes from Big Blue Bomber. If healthy, should J. Ron Holsley, be considered for the third cornerback spot?
If healthy, I think he's going to be considered playing time, whether it's the third corner, an outside corner. One of the things that you see very early about Jerron Holmesley is that he's got really fluid hips and ankles. The interception was not an easy interception you get. When you look at that, there was a pick coming right at him, and they call it hip pocket coverage. So when that pick comes, you jump right in the hip pocket of the wide receiver to avoid it. So he was smart enough not to get picked off, and number two, to accelerate and get that interception.
Carl, that's a term that's used a lot by football evaluators, football people like yourself who played in the game. But explain to the listeners out there what you mean about when you identify a guy that's got good hips, good ankles that you're talking about.
Well, when you look at a skill position guy, especially at the cornerback position, the first thing you want to know is if he can go left, right, and change in mid-stride. And that's where the good hips and good ankles come from, because a cornerback, sometimes you got to play both sides. You got to go both ways. And in his case, playing the slot receiver, he's got to be able to open going right and left and make good acceleration moves going at angles. And that's where, you know, the fluidity of the hips and ankles come in.
All right. Our telephone number is 201-939-4513. Walter in New York, you're on Giants Training Camp Live.
Hey, guys. Great to be on. Carl, we love you here in Western New York. You're a legend, man.
All right, Carl can't hear you right now, so what's the question for Carl?
I just wanted to know, we know Martellus Bennett, he's big, he's strong, he's good in the run game. I just wanted to know what you see from him during the season as a receiver, and can he exceed what Jake Bellett did last season?
Well, that's a great question about Martellus Bennett and what you expect out of Bennett, what kind of plays he can make for the Giants, and can he actually maybe give the Giants more than Jake Ballard even gave the Giants last year?
Well, the number one thing he has to contribute is what Jake Ballard did, and that means he has to be a very solid and consistent blocker in the run game. He has shown that when he plays with leverage, he's about 6'7". So if he gets tall in the run game, he gets pushed back and he loses leverage. But boy, when he plays with leverage, he blocks out the sun. He's a pretty good blocker. And then from there, he's a big target, good hands, and very athletic.
All right, we're going to take a timeout when we come back here on the program. More of your phone calls at 201-939-4513. We'll check the message board, check Twitter, at Giants, as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG. And we're back here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Bob Popo along with Carl Banks. Your phone calls at 201-939-4513. Back to the phone lines. Harry in Staten Island. You're on the air, Harry.
How you doing, gentlemen? How are you?
Great.
All right, listen, I'm so proud we're Super Bowl champs again. This is my birthday week, and I'm lucky I got through to you. I've been trying to call for years.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Carl, I met you on 6th Avenue in Manhattan one day on 35th Street by Macy's about 8 years ago. But let's go through.
Let's get through the question, Harry. We're running out of time.
Got it. Secondary, I think we look like we're beasts again. Finally, we're going to have Poppin in the back. I can't wait till we get to the regular season. And I can't wait until we get another Super Bowl ring this year. And, Carl, I have two jerseys, 56 and 58.
All right, Harry, we appreciate the phone call. Let's talk a little bit about the Giants secondary, a function of that pass rush that we saw the other night. When you got a pass rush like that, you're going to have a good secondary.
Well, you're going to have a good secondary, but here's the thing. If you get the guys who are normally in their own positions, like a role, like a field, if they can play center fielders and the corners hold up physically, there'll be a lot of interceptions instead of sacks, too.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Tony in New Jersey, you're on Giants Training Camp Live.
How you doing, Bob? How you doing, Carl?
Good. Tony.
With the Giant offense ranking last in the league last year and running the ball, can they rely on their passing game again to get them into the playoffs and deep into the playoffs? And how soon can you expect David Wilson to be a part of this offense if the running game's not working?
Well, the reason David Wilson's here is because they have plans for him. But let's not lose sight. They were last in the league in rushing, and that's yards per carry. But when you look at the balance of the offense, the run was still there. They were committed to the running game because that's what set up the play-action passes and allowed some of the players to get down the field. So they will commit to the run game which will make defenses commit to stopping it, and it'll open up something over the top. But they are very aware that the 2.9 yards a carry or 3.2 yards a carry they were getting just won't get it done this year. So they have the backfield. If they're healthy on the offensive line, you'll see those numbers improve.
Yeah, because, Carl, I mean, the odds of them having as many big plays as they had last year. I mean, Victor Cruz had a year for the ages with touchdown catches of 70 or more yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to rely on that consistently. They know they need to get more production out of the run game.
Well, they do. But, Bob, here's the thing. They finished at about 60-40 pass-to-run ratio, and you still had a quarterback who lit it up. So as long as they stay on that ratio, they'll be fine. They just have to increase their yards per carry. And Wilson is a guy that'll have the chains at second and two when it's all said and done.
Well, on Friday night, it's the final dress rehearsal for the New York Giants because it's preseason game number three as they take on the Chicago Bears. We're going to keep talking about the New York Giants for the next two nights. So make sure you join us right here on MSG tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching us here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.